Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
We're back. It's 17 till. That's Terry Stafford bringing us back. That's not Elvis. I know it sounds like him, but it's not. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. We're talking about the employment situation. It's if you John, you can't tell people just to follow their passion because that's not enough, is it?
Well, it's not enough. There has to be reality check. And passion has come to mean whatever you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, that's not passion. I had... When I posted this last week, I had a woman who I know, she owns a very successful creative firm. She said, if I hadn't followed my passion, if I hadn't starved, if I hadn't suffered, you know, I wouldn't be a successful owner of an art firm today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true, and I'm not telling people to all run out and get business degrees. Heavens no, there's enough of us.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, she was passionate. You know, art was something that she did in high school instead of going out on a Friday night. You know, she read and practiced in all her spare time. She went to a school where art was a focus, and she knew she could get an excellent art education. You know, it wasn't just an extracurricular activity or a class she took that kind of amused her and she decided to major in it. That's not a passion. And these folks that are going through and getting comparative literature and philosophy degrees...
We used to call it basket weaving, major
right.
in basket weaving, yeah.
And it's not because it's easy. I mean, they're interested in the subject, but this is the generation, and I know the millennials will kill me, but this is the generation that was raised getting trophies for showing up to the game.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and when they get those degrees, they think they come with a job certificate attached,
right.
And they don't.
Right. Well, to me, the proper thing to be telling people is follow your interests. What you're interested in is probably what you have the highest acumen for. Follow your interests. Trust, believe in yourself. Prepare yourself, and expect you know, and then be responsible for yourself. I mean, to me, that's the path that we have to get these young people on. And college may not be, I mean, if you follow your interests and you prepare yourself, that might not lead to a path through college. It might be through a technical school, for example.
Oh boy, I wish more people like were interested in technical school. Do you know the
yeah.
average age for a master plumber or a master electrician in this country is in the late 50s?
Yeah. Oh yeah. But see, that didn't have anything to do with preparation. That has to do with the PR of that profession.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the curve, and you know, I talk about boomers and
mm-hmm.
what's going on with boomer business owners a
right.
lot. I tell people in 20 years, be prepared when a pipe breaks to call up the plumber, and it's going to be like calling a doctor.
Right.
You're going to say, my pipe is broken. They're going to say, shut off the water and find a hotel. I can be there in 3 weeks.
And there's the old joke about the guy, the plumber who gave the guy the bill, and the guy said, I'm a lawyer, and I don't make this much an hour. And the plumber said, I didn't make that much when I was a lawyer either.
It's true. But as you said, it's not just the trades and technical. I have a client who runs a large machine shop. He is currently advertising for unskilled labor that he will teach as apprentices from scratch at $11 an hour if they can do arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
They work with tolerances. He needs people that can at least walk in the
right.
door and tell him whether 0.01 is better or worse than 0.001.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't find anybody.
Wow. That is an indictment of our education system, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Well, this is an example of when we talked earlier in the previous segment, folks, about unskilled people not ready for prime time, not ready for the workplace. This is an example of it. You know, they've got to be able to read and write and do arithmetic. That's the three R's. That hasn't changed, has it, over hundreds of years?
No, it's more important than ever. I'm looking right now for an outbound marketing person, and I'm just throwing away resume and cover letter after cover letter because they can't spell. These are people that have to be able to talk to business owners, and talk means email too. And they can't spell. They can't.
So what are these people? What are these people going to do? What are they doing if they can't get a job?
Well, maybe they're on Social Security disability.
Well, that's one of the things. Yeah. That's one of the things that the government has been doing. The Obama administration has been helping those people out a lot, and I wonder if that's not just being codependent. What do you think?
Oh, sure. I mean the expectation is that the government will fix it all, and they're not capable. And mm-hmm. besides the fact that somebody has to earn the money before they can take it and use it, but you know, the problems in Moore, Oklahoma, that F5 up there was an awful thing. But you know, I hear people on the radio going, "Well, it's the government's fault because the government didn't give grants to build safe rooms in houses." Mm. And I'm going, "Well, you were building in Tornado Alley. You didn't know you needed a safe room."
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, that's a whole other story. John, give us your website. Tell folks how we can find you and your books, please.
Okay. Well, the columns are at Awake at 2 o'clock with the number 2.
Right.
That's where that column on passion is.
Awake at 2 o'clock.com.
Right. And then you can find me at johnfdini.com.
All right. And can they find out more about the tab boards there, too?
They can find more about the alternative board and our consulting practice and everything.
A lot of stuff going on, this guy. 11 things you absolutely need to know about selling your business is his most recent book. And a new one coming out, right, John?
Farmer's World, be out in July.
It's the book that I'm mad that I didn't write. Tin Tail, right back with John Dini. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.